in the world year after year. And they, along with Vietnam, North Korea, and 15 other countries, so all in all, 17 countries, constitute a small minority in the world that keep insisting on the use of the death penalty as a tool of control and repression against this global trend toward the abolition of the death penalty. So the report on the one hand is grim because it shows this escalating use of the death penalty by a minority of the states in the world, but it also shows that the global effort for the abolition of the death penalty has succeeded, as two-thirds of the countries in the world now have stopped using the death penalty in law or practice.
Finally, Rahabarani, what is the effect of the U.S. and Israel bombing Iran when it comes to repression of Iranians?
People in Iran now are caught between unlawful Israeli and U.S. armed attacks on the one hand and deadly cycles of repression at the hands of Iran's own authorities. The attacks caused major civilian harm and intensified the economic hardship that people have faced in Iran for decades, and they just started weeks after people in Iran were in a state of collective shock, grief, and trauma following the unprecedented January protest massacres. In the context of the armed conflict, the Iranian authorities have intensified the climate of repression and have used national security and armed conflict as a pretext to carry out further mass arbitrary arrests. Thousands of people have now been arrested, and they have also intensified the use of politically motivated death penalty cases. So since the armed conflict began in late February, there has been at least 32 politically motivated executions. They included young protesters who had been arrested just weeks earlier in January 2026, dissidents and those accused of espionage or collaboration with foreign governments, who usually face charges such as enmity against God or corruption on earth that are very vague and broad, and they fall under the jurisdiction of revolutionary courts that are fundamentally unfair and rely on torture-tainted confessions. So the situation now has become very dire, and people in Iran face dual atrocity risk.
We have to leave it there.
War crimes and crimes against...
Rahabarani, we thank you so much for being with us with Amnesty International. We'll link to the new Amnesty report. That does it for our show. I'll be at the IFC Center tonight for Steal the Story, Please, with Nermeen Sheikh.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
We exist to teach, tutor, advise, grade, and evaluate. The good news is we don't ruin your GPA. CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Education of a different kind.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Just like the kids, I've been.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley, and welcome to an episode of Buy Local that I am way too excited for. I would like to tell you all a little story about the best concert I've been to of all time. I was lucky enough to see Sum 41 on their farewell tour, where Pup and Gob opened for them. And at this point, I didn't really know much about Pup, but they've since become one of my favorite bands. Actually, the thing is, when I was listening to them at the show, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then it took me like a year to actually get into them. It's such a shame. But they were the openers for Sum 41, along with Gob. And man, that was such a great night. So let's backtrack a little bit. I think it might have been September of 2024 when the tickets for Sum 41's final tour was announced. And the day that I believe it was the day that they announced it, I sent the poster to all my friends. And I was like, I need a ticket. I need to see this. Because it's their farewell tour. And I happen to be a big fan of them. So, well, not so much as I am now, actually. At that point, I was really obsessed with the song 88. And, you know, I knew all the classic hits like Still Waiting and In Too Deep, you know, all that. But that show actually skyrocketed my interest in Sum 41. So I was lucky. I was able to get pre-sale tickets, and I got pit tickets. Pit tickets at the Canada Life Centre, seeing Sum 41 is an incredible... not to brag, it's just, wow. It still blows my mind to this day that I got so lucky, and it was like $200 for that, which these days, unfortunately because of Ticketmaster, that's not even that bad of a price. So I ended up going with all of the members of... all the members of Paradise on Fire. There was Liam, there was Anemone, Ben, and his wife Michaela. Hello, guys. I hope you're all having a good day if you hear this. And we got right in the center as much as we possibly could. We also tried to get closer to the front, but everyone tried to be there early to get a front row seat. But it's okay, because that's what crowd surfing's for, so you can see the stage. This show was my first time ever crowd surfing, ever, and holy was it a huge place to do it. One of the songs coming up is actually I have such a strong, vivid memory of crowd surfing to this song, and it became my first huge Pup song, so. That set was great, and I want to listen to some more songs by them with you, so we have Sleep in the Heat, followed by the first song I ever crowd surfed to, Reservoir. That was Reservoir by Pop. I love that song. That the pit was probably the most craziest thing you could imagine. There was beer flying everywhere. I got soaking wet shirt from that. And if you, like, because I'm a short person, and so if I wanted to get into the mosh pit and, like, try and move around, like, I'd bump someone, I'd get knocked down. So what my tactic became when I wanted to be in that pit specifically is I just jump in and let myself get thrown around. I just kind of get rocked back and forth, go up and down, all around. It was the most fun I've ever had at a concert. At the end of the Pup set, they played two songs that actually connect to each other, and man, it's just so good when songs do that. I hope everyone here agrees. Like, that seamless gap between these two songs coming up. The first one's called If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will, which, man, that is a funny name, followed by DVP, which stands for Don Valley Parkway, which is a spot in both Ontario and right here in Winnipeg, actually, if you didn't know. It's in Transcona. And a little goal of mine is to one day go there and take a picture of the street sign and post it so I, with the song in the background, just for humor's sake. Mark my words, it's going to happen one day.
If this tour doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. I'm counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of you. For a second, let's be honest. Nothing will clean your filthy conscience. Everything you do makes me wanna vomit. And if this tour doesn't kill you, buddy, I'm on.
Get away! Doing 180 on the Dark Valley Parkway! Yeah, I'd be better!
DVP by Pup. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 University of Manitoba Radio. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon. I can't believe this concert didn't get me into this band sooner because, oh my gosh, they are so good. I think my taste at the time was a bit different. I was definitely getting into, like, 70s punk and, like, trying to find gritty stuff and, like, definitely Pup is gritty, just not so much what I was into at the time. Like, I was listening to a lot of Dead Kennedys, even the Sex Pistols, stuff like that. So, taste fluctuates, and it's better late than never to get into something. Gob came on after Pup, and I was more familiar with Gob at this time. I think everyone has heard I Hear You Calling at least once, and they were super fun to watch. That was another band I believe I crowd surfed to. I think it was during their cover of Paint It Black. I think my favorite song by them actually right now is the song that they opened with at the show, which is Give Up the Grudge. So we're going to listen to that, followed by O. Ellen. Both off the same album called Foot and Mouth Disease, which has a hilarious album cover if you ever have the chance to look at it.
Shut your fucking mouth. Why you gotta judge everybody but yourself? Take a look around you, there ain't nobody home. I may be a loser, but at least I'm not alone. Give up the grudge, shut your fucking mouth. Why you gotta judge everybody but yourself? Take a look around you, there ain't nobody home. I may be a loser, but at least I'm not alone.
Take a look around you, there ain't nobody home. I may be a loser, but at least I'm not a loser. Give up the grudge, shut your fucking mouth.
That was O Ellen by Gob. I almost forgot to turn the microphone off. This is the diary episode of when I went to see Sum 41 back in 2025. It was the best show I've ever seen. And this is by local, by the way. The Canada Life Center is really interestingly set up. I mean, it's a hockey rink first. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that. Well, if you don't, then surprise. But the way that you would get around, you'd walk around a full circle. But let me tell you, the merch line pretty much went around the entire circle. It was crazy long. That day, I ended up not getting anything. And that's because my wallet was missing at the time, which is kind of weird to be announcing on the radio. But yeah, I couldn't really at the time. But eventually, I was ended up being gifted Liam's old Sum 41 shirt. And I love that shirt to death. It is such a great reminder of how great the show was. I remember I was wearing a Dead Kennedy shirt, and I was pretty sure I was wearing my winter boots because I had to come straight from school that day because I was in school at the time, and I didn't get the chance to change my shoes, and it was the middle of January. So that was really fun, getting crowd surfed and then running down the line with all the people around in my boots. Now back to Gob. I didn't really know that many songs by them at the time. Right now, I guess I still don't really either. I know three for sure. But this song that we come up next called We're All Dying actually really surprised me. I quite enjoyed it. So here's that off of their album called Muertos Vivos.
Go! And I may fuck the plague. Come on over.
that was We're All Dying by Gob, a way heavier song than what you would typically expect from them. I remember the whole crowd, like, the whole center was clapping along to that beginning part, and there's something really magical about the Canada Life Center when you can hear everyone singing, you can hear everyone clapping, or when everyone turns their flashlights on and the whole room just lights up, even if it's completely pitch black from the stage lights. It really is something else. They had a really energetic set. Everyone did that night. Gob was super, just a blast to watch. And they closed it with two really fun songs. They played their own version of Paint It Black, originally by the Rolling Stones, and ended with their most popular, of course, I Hear You Calling.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they're all painted black, with flowers and my love won't never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby. Just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it painted black. Maybe then I'll fade away and I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green sea go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
Out in the night, but it's all bad, and I know that. charming to look on your face, but your eyes ignited something I just can't feel now. I've been around, I'm by your heart, I'm looking for you just to shed some light on my day. Feels like ages since I've been on your way. I've been caught up with a handful of new sensations.
That was I Hear You Calling by Gob. Funny story, I just got interrupted during this episode to receive my UMFM Pledgerama merch. If you haven't received your Pledgerama merch yet, you should totally stop by at the University Center at U of M on floor 3 and you can pick up your own little baggie. I got this really cool shirt. You are listening to CJUM 101.5. After Gob, it was finally time for Sum 41. And they had The Room Went Dark. TNT by AC/DC started playing. And then they came on and it was so exciting. Like I said, I knew Sum 41 for quite a long time. They're one of those bands I knew since I was a kid. Like Green Day and Sum 41 were two bands that I've known forever because I really like their music even as, like, let's see, I was probably 7 and I still like them. And here came Derek Whibley in person. Like, what? They opened with the song Motivation, which is really awesome. And they had thrown in the guitar solo from 88. And like I said in the beginning, at that time, that was my favorite song by them. And so my mind was absolutely blown. So let's listen to both of them. Here is Motivation, followed by 88.
I'm never knowing at all. When every step I take is always too small. Maybe it's just something I can admit, but lately I feel like I don't give a shit. Motivation, such an aggravation. Accusations, don't know how to take them. Inspiration's getting hard to fake it. Concentration, never hard to break it. Situation, never what you want it to be. Point of never making mistakes. Self-indulgence, such a hard habit to break. It's all just a waste of time in the end. Don't care, so why should I even pretend? Motivation, such an aggravation. Accusations, don't know how to take them. Inspiration's getting hard to fake it. Concentration.
just for me to call. I know you make mistakes, yeah, but I hope someday you have it all. 'Cause I feel like a prisoner trapped inside this broken world. Well, I'm playing the victim again, running in circles.
That was 88 by Sum 41 off of my favorite album from theirs, Chuck. Now, this show was part of their final tour because now they sadly disbanded, but this was also to celebrate their album they released, their final album they released called Heaven X Hell, which is a really cool concept where you basically take the two eras of Sum 41, you smash them together side by side, and because there's the Heaven section is like all the pop punk stuff, especially from stuff like All Killer, No Filler. And then the other half we have is the Hell, which is definitely stuff like Chuck. And it was a really cool album. And this is one of the songs off of that album that I very much remember crowd surfing to. This is Landmines.
And I don't want to believe that maybe this is the end. I know you kind of attend.
tease, but is this really pretend? Something tells me I'm wrong, but you, I never can tell. The way you drag me along, the way I put you through hell. Well, tell me, am I insane? Is this where we belong? Is it pleasure or pain that we're still hanging on? Going out of my head, you know true love is dead. But what you said has got me hanging on. I can't help but walk through your landmines. 10 feet and I'm going out of my mind. I'm not right without you.
Landmines by Sum 41 off of their final album, Heaven X Hell. Thank you for listening to this episode with me. It has been such a blast just to ramble on about a great time I had and some great music. This concert really, like, was like energy after energy after energy. It was so crazy, but a really high moment was when actually it slowed down and Derek Whibley was playing piano for us, and it was really lovely. He played a piano cover of Pieces, and that was getting close to the end, and we all had a moment to breathe, and that's when all the people turned their flashlights on to hold them up into the air. It was mesmerizing. I could, like, the whole room completely lit up without any lights on. So, I have two songs left for you here. We have Pieces by Sum 41, unfortunately with no piano, as I don't have that version on me. It'd be great if I did. And their last song of the night, well, they ended up doing like 5 songs for the encore, but if I continued to play songs, we'd be here all day. But their last song of their original set was Still Waiting. So I got these 2 songs left. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Ashley.
Tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I meant all the things I said. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know. Just to show that I'm trying to let you know.
I'm better off on my own. So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
Listen to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danielak. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.